When you think of a classroom, chances are you picture books, rows of desks, and either a white or a blackboard at the front. But as technology continues to develop, so too does the structure of the classroom itself. Our technology correspondent Jess Kelly has been looking at how tech can transform teaching, and she's with me now. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Where did you go?
So I went to Lacaila Secondary School in Tyrrellstown last Monday morning. This is a relatively new school. It's been around for 3 or 4 years at this stage, and it's fully embraced technology. There are iPads in the place of school books, and YouTube is streamed in the place of a blackboard.
Who did you talk to?
So I met with Mr. Niall O'Connor, who's a maths and science teacher in the school, who's fully embraced the flip learning method.
Flipped learning, F-L-I-P-P-E-D. What
yes,
is that?
So this is actually a method of teaching that essentially just flips how things are normally done. Niall uploads videos to YouTube for his class to watch. This explains a part of the syllabus. The kids then watch these videos as their homework, and they can make notes or jot down any questions they may have. The kids then spend the class time answering questions and doing problems that would have been thought traditionally to be as part of normal homework.
Okay, so the kids look at the stuff first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a Q&A instead of doing all the teaching in class and then going home and doing the homework.
Exactly it. And Niall O'Connor actually explained how exactly it works.
What's really good about the classroom, the flipped classroom, is building relationships. Because you can spend that one-to-one time with students. They get to know you, you get to know them. You can build trust. And you can work on all those different skills on a one-to-one basis. And that's a massive benefit. We've had students who've who want to do ordinary level, and then they've used the flipped classroom for a few months, and then it's built their confidence that they've actually gone back to higher level again. And we're happy for them to do that, because they can see that by working through the content and not being labelled a certain grade, that we're happy for them to move on. And develop and get better. I think when you see it done, it's common sense, because my job is to say help students as best I can, and I can use technology to do that better than I could without technology and still not have a massive cost to parents.
Now, it's a very different approach. Mm-hmm. And he, just at the end there, he was talking about the cost to parents, and we know there are iPads in the classroom. How exactly does the pricing work out?
Well, this is something that the school and the teachers are very conscious of, because not everybody would like to fork out the money for an iPad. Mm-hmm. Or be able to do that. Mr. O'Connor explained how that model works.
What you can do is you can have a lease model, so parents could pay, say, €10 a month. And they could do it like that over 3 years. Or we get students to buy it before they come to the school. Now, by buying it over the 3 years, that's cheaper than buying textbooks for 3 years. So that's one reason why we've used it. And we haven't asked them to buy any e-books. So some schools ask students to buy the technology and then buy e-books on top. But we've just said, just the iPad. And as you can see, what I'm trying to demonstrate is that I can now just use the technology, create my own teacher-created content like iBooks, iTunes U courses, all different ways that I can create the things that publishers are doing, and I can share that with students for free. Mm-hmm. And it's coming directly from their own teacher. They've got my voice on it. They've got my explanations. They can ask me the individual questions. Sir, why have you put that in the iBook? This, and we can have those discussions, and we can change things, and I can take my classes' work and I can put that in the iBook. So it's almost the students are creating the book as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more ownership involved for everybody by using technology.
Now, he's obviously great. He loves it, and he's creating content himself. We can't be sure that every teacher would have the same facility with the technology and even the talent to do it. But after the cost of the iPad, that's it.
Exactly, yeah. So there's no big bulky books anymore. It's important to point out, though, that the students still do have the traditional copy books, and they still have, you know, the pens and the pencils. They're still answering the questions that are displayed in the iPad in an old school copy book. So technology isn't replacing any skill sets. It's just replacing the bulky books. Now, when I walked into the classroom on Monday morning, the students were learning about the different types of triangle. They had just watched one of Mr. O'Connor's videos at home and then were presented with three questions on their iPad. And the teacher actually see what child has completed which task at what stage of the lesson via a spreadsheet on his own iPad. Take a listen to how exactly it works.
So we use spreadsheets to track the students. So we have all of their activities that they've done for every single activity so far. they change different color on the spreadsheet depending on what activities they've done. So I can target certain students then when I come into lesson. I know which students that I want to work with. So this is the student I want to go to first, depending on what color they turn up from the previous lesson. So we use very simple spreadsheets just to track students so I can target my feedback. So students don't know who, students can't see this spreadsheet, so they don't know who I'm going around to. It just looks like I'm going around at random. So let's start. The work that they have is already been put up before lesson. So we have a virtual learning environment called Schoology, and I've put three different activities on that, and the activities are at different levels. So everybody starts at activity one, some students may get to activity two, and some may get to activity three, and then I track who's got to which activity. So I'm going to go around and I'm going to support the students now by giving them feedback on activity one, individual feedback or as a pair, and my job is to try and bring them as far up through those activities as I can.
So as a result of this, the children who might be having a bit of difficulty with the first or second or third part of the problem, he knows.
Exactly.
And he can mooch around and stop off at a particular desk and say, let's have a look at that. Let's have a look. That sounds like a very good idea. Mm-hmm. They get more one-to-one time with the teacher. What do the students themselves make of this new way of doing it?
It was great to actually be in the classroom and look at how the students reacted to Mr. O'Connor, because they weren't looking at his back writing on a blackboard. They were actually having conversations with them, and it was just a much more personalised experience. And I watched as they did their maths lessons using their iPads and their laptops, and I actually got to speak to some of them and asked if they liked using tech in the classroom.
Well, in my old school we were using like books, and now we're using iPads, so it's just less to carry and it's just easier because we have everything in front of us.
And the videos that you watch, do you find that that's easier to follow than a traditional textbook?
Yeah, because we can go back and hear what the teacher says, and it's just easier.
I started off using an iPad in first year, and because of my disability they see that I should start typing with my right hand, because I never used to use my right hand for anything, so they thought a laptop would be a great way for me to use my two hands, and they thought I'd learn better using a laptop than an iPad.
And how have you found it?
I found it a lot easier trying to, because I adapt where I wouldn't, in first year I wouldn't use my iPad as much, so I use my laptop now because it's easier to do everything on a laptop than it was on the iPad for me.
And do you find it distracting, or do you find it a helpful way to work?
I find it a helpful way to work because we're not allowed to have our social medias or anything like that on our school device.
And do you think it's an easier way to learn than reading from a textbook?
Definitely, because in primary school I was one for trouble because I could never take, when I look at stuff on a whiteboard or a blackboard, I'd see that I'd find it difficult to remember things and stuff like that. So there's apps you can get that helps you, like flashcard apps, and try help you do your studies.
So you'd recommend it?
Yeah, definitely.
So it gets the seal of approval from the students.
Yes, indeed.
Just one interesting point about social media on the device, not permitted.
It's not permitted, but what's also interesting is because the teachers are walking around the classroom so much, you'll be caught rapid if you have anything open that's not your maths lessons, yeah, or your textbook.
It does mean, though, that the kids all have to have access to the web at home.
It does, yeah. So again, that kind of means that certain parts of the country this wouldn't be applicable. But what Mr. O'Connor tries to do is, as you heard him mention in some of the earlier clips, he tries to make the lessons available before the end of the school day so kids can actually download them onto their devices, because there is very good broadband in the school.
All right. So from his point of view, does it mean more work or less work? Or once he gets up and running and the courses tend to repeat themselves, will, you know, the bulk of his work be done with a little bit of upgrading every year?
He says that he has no more on his plate than a normal teacher who does, you know, a traditional lesson plan, where a normal teacher might sit down with an Excel spreadsheet or a Google Doc and map out their lessons. What he does is he sits down and records a video. It takes him 40 minutes to record a video. He uploads it then to YouTube, and then he makes out his lessons. And he says it's no more time consuming than doing a traditional lesson plan. As the time goes by and, you know, the school is in existence for longer and longer, he will just have to make little tweaks. But what's great about Mr. O'Connor is that he makes his own iBooks, which are completely free. So all of his material is available to students. And as you heard him say, you know, it's in his own voice. His students can respond to it. And it means then that he can tailor the in-class time for what every individual student needs.
I think you've just boosted the application rolls for Lekela Secondary School in Tyrrellstown. Anyway, Jess, thank you very much. And the full report up on newstalk.com/Pat Kenny Show. Jess, thank you.
Thank you very much.